The other thing that we really haven't got to yet, and it's a good time now, is the just 5 minutes on the Knicks, because you're smiling and smirking. Why?
Because the Knicks piss me off. I'm still like, I go. I don't want to. I'll let you set it up.
Well, my question to you is going to be, and then you can go off on that if you like. So Mike Brown's going to be the next head coach.
Correct.
Unless I missed it. I still haven't seen a press conference.
There hasn't been one.
I don't. And,
I don't know what the holdup is.
I don't.
They said as of Thursday, this thing was done.
4 years, $40 million. They even had numbers. Tibbs is still owed 3 years and $30
million. So what?
Yes. I guess what I was going to ask you is, knowing Mike Brown's history and where he's been in Cleveland and in Sacramento as head coaches, like, if you were a player in that locker room, what type of environment are you expecting when he now takes over? Because here's the thing that's interesting to me about Tibbs, and we'll close the book on him, obviously. But so the word on Tibbs was too tough on his players. Comes to the Knicks, he changes, lightens up the workouts and the practices, but he's going to play his guys.
Right.
Okay. So Mike Brown's going to come in, and the few things that I read last week were he's a no-nonsense coach, and he's going to practice you hard. So which is it then? Would you as a player rather a coach that's going to go lighter in practice but ask you for an extra 3 or 4 minutes in game time, or would you rather bust your ass and practice more but you might play 3 or 4 minutes less in the game? Isn't it six of one, half dozen of the other kind of?
I mean, I understand your point. For me, I always want to play. Like, I'd rather be reserved at practice, but when the lights is on, I'm on, and I'm going to give you all I got. Just because I understand it comes down to wins and losses, right? If I got to be
always.
But I can't win a game at practice. So you try to run me into the ground or beat the hell out of me. I understand why it matters. I do believe in practicing hard. I believe in all that other stuff. But when the lights is on and it's time to go, I want to be able to go. And I don't want to injure myself in practice because I'm trying to prove to you that I'm worthy of being on the court. And then when I don't have no legs, like, people forget, I think it was game one or two of the series against Indiana. Remember when OG went up for a layup and his legs just gave out?
The one the ball went right through his hands? Game one, part of the collapse?
I don't know if it was game one, but there was a point when I think OG gets he's on a fast break by himself, and I think he wants to go up for a dunk, and you see his legs just give out, and he fumbles a layup, and it goes down the other way. And I just attested that to him just being run down to the ground. OG's one of our best defenders, and he didn't have legs for the fourth against a Pacers team who's known for the up and down, a fast pace. And I'm saying that's when I knew, outside of game one, us blowing game one, whatever. But I felt like that was a pivotal moment. It was kind of looking to the window of how these guys are beat up.
Okay, maybe. But
can I
play devil's advocate with you and say they were also the best conditioned team late in games in the Boston series, which is why they won that series and had enough to get back? I mean, you can play this game both ways. I mean, they were, and even in the Detroit series, they were the better conditioned team in the fourth quarter of those games.
Right, but I also think I felt like we were better than Detroit. I think we proved that.
Sure.
I do think the Boston series, I think we kind of wore them down as much as they would think they wore us down. But nevertheless, man, I don't know. I just feel like Tibbs, nothing got through to Tibbs, and something happened. I didn't like the firing. I would have kept him, but I think the overplay was killing these guys.
All right, so then back to the question. What type of environment, if you were a Knick, are you expecting when Mike Brown takes over? Is it light? Is it stressful? Because it's NBA finals or bust now. You made it to...
Well, he's known for being a guy holding guys accountable, but that's not the culture no more in New York. I think a lot of these guys bleed the orange and blue and have a clear understanding that the expectation right now for Mike Brown is to win because of the roster we have. Like, a lot of our key pieces are still here.
Most of them are, sure.
Most of them. Yep. So my understanding is for him to come in and do the job. I've seen clips of him, especially when he was in Sacramento, get after guys in practice, dog cuss them, and really, you know, expect them to be professionals at the moment. But New York's it's a different dog, man. You know what I mean? I think the expectation right now is for him to win, especially because a lot of New York fans feel like, all right, division, Eastern Conference, next year, championship.
Yeah. So right, if they end up next year, especially when you look at what happened with Indiana and their team, I don't want to say being dismantled. That's a bit of a stretch. But with the Halliburton injury, Miles Turner going to Milwaukee now. All right, you kind of put Indiana over here. You've got Cleveland,
right,
who won the 60-plus games, but also dropped dead in the postseason. They were injured and banged up, so maybe give them a little bit of a pass, but they'll be back. All right, so we've got Cleveland. After that, Boston, you don't have Kristaps Porzingis. Tatum's out for the year.
Halliburton's done.
Right. So Boston, we put over here.
Waived.
You're really looking at, I would think, you're looking at Detroit. You're looking at Orlando. People seem to forget about.
Well, the three teams in the weeds is Orlando, Atlanta, and Detroit, as you mentioned.
Yes.
Yes.
It's NBA Finals. Or like, you can't go lose in the first. Milwaukee, too, perhaps. If Giannis is motivated.
I think for Knicks fans, if you make the playoffs 3 out of the 5 years, they don't want to see us go back. And they don't want to see anything about a toxic locker room. They don't want to hear anything other than we're going to the NBA Finals with the team we have right now, led by Mike Brown. That's all they want to hear. They don't want to hear a regression, because then it all goes back to, well, why did we get rid of Tibbs?
Oh, I agree with that.
It's just an onslaught of, why did we make the move if we knew this was going to be the Band-Aid that kind of let the uglies out?
Right. It's kind of like you knew what you had. Now you're going to figure out what you have.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.